Hello.
Yes, this is customer service giving you a call back.
Yes, I had didn't put the right zip code in on that for that order.
Yes, ma'am. Well, can I get your first and last name then?
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. It's Alma Pinson.
Amber M.
A L M A Alma. Pinson, P-I-N-S-O-N.
Can you spell that last name one more time for me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's P as in Paul, I-N-S-O-N.
Oh, okay. Yes, I spelled it right. It wasn't looking right when I did it. And that first name was A-L-A-M, correct?
No, ma'am. It's A-L-M-A.
M-A. Okay, I'm so sorry. M-A. All right.
Yeah, okay. A-L-M-A.
All right. And just for security purposes, can you please verify that that shipping address?
It's 3117 St. Charles Drive, Memphis, Tennessee, 38127. See, at the top, it got the wrong zip code right there. What it says, shipping info.
Yeah, it got the wrong. How it got 3127 instead of 3117.
Yeah, like at the building, they got it on the end, Paul, but it still messed up on both of them. I guess it wouldn't take the 8 when I pushed the 8, I guess. I didn't see it until I started hit submit.
Okay, let me see, because I got the zip code as 38127.
That's correct.
And then the shipping address, because it has it as 3127, but instead it's 3117, correct?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I got wrong. The address, I got 3127. Yeah, it's supposed to be 3117 St. Charles, not 3127.
All right, well, I fixed that for you.
Yes, and I didn't order them. I was trying to hit submit, but it made me get the watch too. I didn't want the watch. I just wanted the earbuds for the $5.97.
All right, I'm about to put this in about the address, and then I'm gonna take a look at that. Okay.
Okay. Would I get a confirmation about the right address? You know, 3117 St. Charles.
I'm not sure. Just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Because this is the first time I had someone call in to do that, so this is going to be my first time doing this.
Okay.
So I'm going to look and see. Okay. So that was fixed. And then you said you just wanted the... it looked like it was a 2-1.
Oh, that what it was saying?
Yes, ma'am, but it only charged you $7.92. And like I said, I have the watch actually, and I'm wearing it now, and it's a really good watch. It tracks your walking, your heartbeat, your sleep. You could practically do anything on it but talk. You can even text.
This is seat get right here. It charged me for both of them. $5.97 for both.
Right here, it shows that it charged you a one price of $7.92.
Okay, I'm looking at it wrong. It's saying subtotal $5.97, shipping protection $1.95, shipping and handling $5.97.
Okay, so then with it all together,
$13.89.
You must have just did it, so it's probably going to take a minute to even update for me to even be able to do that. Because when I try to cancel for the watch, the only thing that pops up is the AirPods. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a note in saying that you only wanted the earbuds and you did not want the watch or the watch. And if it do charge you for the watch, it will automatically get voided.
Okay. But you said, you know, well, you can give me a confirmation on it, right?
No, ma'am. They'll just send you when they ship it off, you're going to get an email. And then in that email, then you should see the correct address.
Email. Did I put an email on there? Is that showing up?
Yes, ma'am, you did. PensonSweetP41@gmail.com.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
But you couldn't give me no, what you call it, right? No information about the, did you change the address to 3117 St. Charles?
Yes, no, ma'am.
But you did correct it, though, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's 3117.
Okay, all right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then you have a blessed day and a good weekend.
Thank you so much, and you enjoy your weekend, and thank you for calling customer service.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.